Cat on ESPN. There's a guy on CNN right now who looks just like the handyman that works for my ex, Maria. Tony. He's on ESPN. Tony's a guy. He's a handyman. He conducts tours of the Channel Islands, like nature tours, nature walks, and gives lectures to the tourists. And now he's on fucking CNN with Don Lemon. Ark. Talking about all kind of shit. I can see the highest ocean. I can see the deepest sea. I can see the burning in me. We should have Margaret singing that tonight. Whew. God damn it. Fucking upstairs in the office, it's cold as fuck as the wind blows in off the ocean. Down here, I'm in hell. What is it? What's, you know, why? Why?
St. Elmo's fire.
All right. Yellow. Oh, my God. I think Bob Green has to come on tonight and promote his Twitter feed because he's Bob fired out of the gate on Twitter. My favorite tweet of his thus far. I want to read this to you because I really like it. He says, Fraser Foods and me, Bob Green, believe in full disclosure. I believe I was inebriated when I wrote this tweet. All the best. That's not funny? Okay. We at Fraser Foods salute Apple and Steve Jobs on terrific new projects. So great. Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs. Fuck. Then he goes on to say, well, maybe it ain't that good, but hey. Oh, I know. He's complaining that somebody made a GIF out of his head and that it explodes or something, and he wants to know if I can do something about that. I can feel the tiny ocean. I can see the deepest sea. Burning in me, burning. I'm telling you, baby, it burns. I can see the tiny ocean. I can feel the deepest sea. I can think. I think. I understand why I lose the door. There it is. Why does that window keep going behind the other window of the thing? When I fix camera two, you're just going to love all the shit that you can see that I just, it doesn't. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you talking about now, Phil? Wait a minute. What? Oh, I dig. Okay. It's good. It's all good. Fuck me. God, am I blind? Fucking blind as a goddamn bat.
I can feel the mountains going St. Elmo's fire. And the thing that
That's right. First movie bad guy I ever heard do that was the character in Dirty Harry. No. The Enforcer? The one with the crooked cops. Magnum Force. And he was an ensemble actor of Clint Eastwood's, a black character actor who was just about in every Eastwood movie. Played a cop, played the pimp. He was the guy at the very first Dirty Harry who goes, you know, I gots to know that. I don't know the actor's name. In the following film, Magnum Force, they made him a pimp. I'm sure he was at that point. Hey, look, Clint. And hey, don't worry about it. You know, we'll get you something real juicy. Just hang with me on the, you know. And then I think in The Enforcer, he was a revolutionary, like, you know, some Black Panther motherfucker. And then, you know, finally, I think I saw in what the fuck movie was it? Was it Deadpool? It was a recent Dirty Harry. Didn't he come back and do one more? Not Deadpool. But anyway, this dude was a cop. He's out on the range with him. Anyway, that guy in Magnum Force did the whole, let me look at that titty. Let me look at that titty purse. He kills this young woman, this hooker, who works for him. But before he does, he says she's holding out on him. She's stealing money from him. Let me see that. Let's see that snatch kitty. You know, let me see. Just a bunch of, it was a bunch of rather stereotypical, but nonetheless entertaining. That's bottom line. Bullshit that we all watched and enjoyed. All right. Jesus Christ.
I can see the new horizon higher than higher.
And I was just talking to the cat on Facebook, and I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a record company executive, but if I were, I'd definitely put them in a studio with my best producers and engineers and things, and let them go at it, man. I think that's a good little group. I think we'll play that on the show tonight. All right, now, Bob Green's going to do his whole fucking belly-aching bullshit.
I'm Bob Green, and tonight I'll do my belly-aching bullshit on...
Phil Hendry. Goddamn right. Wait. See, Bob Green is my... He's sort of like he's like a Donald Trump character for me. I don't know who he is. He's got a lot of similar weird things going on with him.
Do 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 do.
I was sitting around with some guys the other day at the record for F's for Family, and Christ, they were doing, two of them were doing dead-on Steve Buscemi impressions. It was funnier than hell. I mean, dead-on. I can't even, you know, it's that kind of talking, you know? Just, you know, very quick, and I don't know. I don't do impressions. I sometimes I wish I did, because they're... I heard a line on the show today from General Shaw. I'm going to take your head, throw it out of the studio. Your body will remain here. And then he goes, oh, what the fuck? Look at me laughing at my own shit, huh?
Oh, my God.
You know, if you're ESPN, well, I better not say it, you might as well just grow a fucking pair. Nobody's watching your fucking network. ESPN's viewership is peeling away, not because necessarily they suck, but because there's so many other fucking places you can find what they do and what they pioneered and what they did do and what they done did do do do. The whole snarky, smart-ass Sports Center thing that they pioneered, it's everywhere now. The, obviously, sports everywhere now. The thing that ESPN does well, I think, now is their little 30-30-30s. Point being, when you have a chance to bust away from the norm and, you know, stand on your own goddamn 2 feet, I think they had an opportunity with this one girl. She lit into fucking Trump. Okay, all right, sorry. But, you know, there seems to be something happening in the country among a lot of people. They don't like the motherfucker. It's not invented by the media any more than the Beatles were invented by the media. I remember when the Beatles first came out. Oh, it's just the media. It's pop. As soon as they stop talking about them, they'll go away. No, you know. I've been around 65 fucking years. You don't think it's the first time I've heard this bullshit? Every goddamn time something happens that people don't like, first thing they say is, well, you know, it's media hype. I don't think Trump's media hype. I think he's the real deal, put there by 35 fucking percent of the... I know he got a lot of votes. You know, he got 62 million. He still lost by three. But the fact of the matter is, his real hardcore support is among 35 to 40% of the voting populace. And I don't consider that to be any part of media hype. I think it's real. It's not a majority. It's a minority of, you know, hardcore, pissed off people. Well, there's also a bunch of pissed off people that don't like the motherfucker. That's the... You know, that's something that, whether he likes it or not, Trump's going to have to fucking deal with sooner or fucking later. But it's a real thing. And ESPN, rather than busting down on one of their fucking hosts, for fear of what? I understand that most of their viewership is probably white and male. And if that's why they're doing it, Christ almighty, that Bannon does look bad. He looks terrible. Is Bannon, his eyes are like bloodshot. Does he smoke like meth? Anyway. Race car. I didn't know I had that sound effect. Comey firing the worst mistake in modern political history. Now that's Bannon. Now the other thing that's happening is that Comey, they want to indict him for some crime. So what exactly, which side of the street are you working today, Trump? What line of bullshit are you laying out there today? He's a criminal? Well, that was Bannon. Oh, okay, Bannon. Bannon, in the meantime, who was a guy you relied on heavily, he says the worst mistake he ever fucking made, firing the guy. Bannon, people think is a real genius. I don't think the guy's an original thinker at all. His mind goes where you figure it will go. He believes the Robert Mueller investigation is this massively, you know, potentially horrific event that's about to befall the Trump administration. Well, I agree that it's a major operation. I'm not so sure, though, personally, that it's going to get build up much head of steam. I'm not so sure it's going to make too many inroads. I think they've got a resistant Congress, because unless they find some abso-fucking-lutely smoking gun shit, it's going to be a whole lot of, you know, they're going to whitewash it. The Republicans will whitewash it. I don't give a fuck if there were Russians crawling through that goddamn campaign from day one, and there were. I mean, come on. Every goddamn day there's some fucking Russian coming up. I swear to God, today, they were listing all the motherfucking Russians that had had meetings that met this guy or that guy or somebody else met another guy who met another guy who met another guy who met another guy. But there's no collusion. And I'm perfectly willing to believe that. I'm totally willing to believe that. But don't fucking tell me they weren't talking to a whole shit potload of Russians. Now, why? Well, because the Russians want a lot of shit. They hate Obama. They hate Clinton. They hate the sanctions. You know, they just hated everything about what the United States was doing and dealing with them. And they thought they had a sympathetic guy here in Trump. Trump expressed admiration for Putin. And here they come. And there's no question that they mounted a full court press in social media, dropping all kinds of bullshit stories, all kinds of horseshit that was picked up and run with by morons like Hannity, those fucking morons at InfoWar, whatever, the prison planet InfoWar, what the fuck, you know. Paranoid nut motherfuckers. Although, I got to tell you, Alex Jones, was it yesterday, the day before, on his TV show? he did a double take on something, one of his sidekicks, some guy, Cernovich, is that the guy? Anyway, he's about to introduce a video clip. And now let's go to Rahm Emanuel. Yeah, he's a guy, and suddenly Cernovich starts talking. He's about to go to Rahm Emanuel and service, and this is what Alex Jones is. And now we'll go to Rahm Emanuel. Yeah, he's a guy who, he did a double take that was fucking hysterical. I gotta find it. I've got to find it. Sorry, folks. I'm getting used to where all this goddamn shit is in the studio. It's driving me nuts. Pardon me. Alex Jones is a guy who, in my opinion, is a bona fide talent. An entertainer. I mean, the guy's cuckoo as shit. Who knows if he's for real or not? Something tells me, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other. But there's no question there's a entertaining aspect to him. That shit that he pulled running up to people, where the hell was Seattle? What the fuck? All right, where am I? Okay, Alex Jones. Alex Jones interrupted by Weird Mike Cernovich.
Into the mud, and here is Rahm Emanuel.
Wait a minute, man. You got to see this.
Democrat-run cities are sinking into the mud, and here is Rahm Emanuel demonizing the president, trying to save the economy.
Right, because he has no answers. He has no answer for the violence. He has no leadership. While there, how many people are shot every weekend in Chicago? 30 to 50 people some weekends are shot. Record numbers of murders in Chicago. And rather than deal with those real problems, he virtue signals, which is all, this is why Hillary lost. This is why the Democrats keep losing.
By the way, do we not have that clip? Because there's a press conference. Oh, it's ready. Okay, well, let's go ahead and play that clip.
But I want to emphasize one thing that the alderman...
Man, that was fucking great. Let's see, the second double take he does is fucking great.
Democrat-run cities are sinking into the mud, and here is Rahm Emanuel demonizing the president, trying to save the economy.
Right, because he has no answers. He has no answer for the violence. He has no leadership. While there, how many people are shot every weekend in Chicago? 30 to 50 people some weekends are shot. Record numbers of murders in Chicago. And rather than deal with those real problems, he virtue signals, which is all, this is why Hillary lost. This is why the Democrats keep losing.
By the way, do we not have that clip? Because there's a press conference.
Oh, boy, that's good. That's Christ, is that good? What the fuck is all this shit, man? Is this like weird-ass TV, huh? I just have this shit running behind me, right?
Subscribe to my cable channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Information Freedom Robot Information. Freedom from Robot Information. That's my channel. Subscribe to it. And it's Freedom from Robots Information. Freedom from Robot.
That's it. That's what I'll name my show. Freedom from Robots Information. Ah, here's the Majority Report. Who are these guys? Is this my man? Who the fuck are these? Is this right wing or left? Probably lefties. All right, fuck it. If I have that shit on in the background, I'm going to go fucking nuts.
St. Elmo's fire. I can see the stuff and do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Burning.
All right, here we go. We're very late. That's the greatest goddamn double take I think I've ever seen. Maybe even better than the classic Hal Roach double takes. You know, the whole... Or Jimmy Finlayson. That's right. You know. All right. Quit fooling around, Phil. Shit. You think you're going to enjoy doing your... You know, you don't get to enjoy your work. Fuck that. You don't get to do that, man. Sound effects. And what else? Explosion. Diddly.
Saint Elmo's fire.
Boy, the keys, Christ Almighty, did they get fucking nailed? They got nailed. No, and it broke a lot of people's hearts, you know, but. All right. All right, chillins. I think we're ready. Well, not really. Let me see here. I got Bob Green. I have Bob Green. I have what else? Where was my... Oh, Steve Bozell. Shit. What the fuck? Yeah, and I'll tell you something right now. And I'm ready to go.
I'm ready. Ready, ready, ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Ready?
Not hard to believe.
Woohoo!
All right. But I was going to play the Mercy Slims, and I was going to play the song that I like by them called Nights Out. Here's Mary Oil. Mary Oil. That's trippy. By the C'est La Vie. All right, man. One, two. And a one, two, three, four.